The following episode may be upsetting for some listeners.
No one actually opens up to say there's this mental illness that's currently happening, and these are the symptoms, and this is what you are to look out for.
I'm thinking to myself, my mom is a 73-year-old who still doesn't understand issues of mental health. Don't hold back. Say it loud. What's up, everybody? My name is Nozibele Kamganamayama. Welcome to Don't Hold Back. Today, we are talking about mental health. The South African Depression and Anxiety Group reported that there are 23 known cases in South Africa daily of suicide. And for every one person that commits suicide, there are about 10 attempts. But we want to unpack and actually understand what causes someone to be backed up against the wall and see that they don't have any other option but to kill themselves. I have a very special guest. In studio, I have Patience, who has also had her own journey with self-identity, with mental health. But she says she started exercising, she started doing more sports, and she saw a positive impact upon her mental health. So help me welcome Patience.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored for you guys having me in studio.
Nice. Okay, listen, first things first. I am a big foodie, and I have asked each of my guests to bring in food that we can share in studio. What did you bring?
So I brought in some cranberries. I hope you love cranberries.
I love cranberries.
Dark chocolate. I know a lot of people are not fans of dark chocolate, but...
I'm not a fan of dark chocolate, but we'll see when I taste it how it tastes. But let's see how it goes. Okay.
Okay. I also brought one of the healthiest snacks, which is popcorn. Well, it's healthy depending on how you prepare it.
Now, listen, I'm very excited to try it a little bit later. But let's get to your story. Tell me more about Patience. What is your story? Who are you about?
So I'm Patience, originally from Limpopo, but I grew up in the northwest in a small little town in Brits. I've been very active from a very young age. So I am an ambassador of hope, transformation, and change. So I use sports to transform and change people's lives. I also use sports to help people become a bit more confident with themselves and confident in their own skin. Mm. So by profession, I'm a sports coach as well as a sports mentor. What a lot of people tend to ignore about sports is sports plays a major role in people's lives.
Yeah.
We're talking about people that come from different backgrounds. Sports alone is a system that unites different societies, different races. And it's not biased. It's not sexist. Mm-hmm. It's not selective. Mm-hmm. It is come as you are and present to us what you have on the field.
Amazing.
It helps you become a team player. It helps you become not only confident, but it also helps you become more self-aware, and it helps you become more self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about time management. We're talking about being able to develop those little areas that you did not know play a role in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So hence I chose sports, because sports made me.
Yeah. Now listen, you are sitting across me looking beautiful, and we are talking about mental health, you know, mental issues, and I'm looking at this beautiful person, I'm thinking to myself, she must not have any issues. What is she talking about? So let's start to like just explaining, when did you start experiencing some change in your mental health?
I'm not from a very good background. I grew up in a very toxic environment.
Mm.
From a very tender age, I was neglected, I was abused, I was rejected. So when I moved into this little small town in the northwest, I wanted to find myself. I wanted to build that stable foundation for myself. So I got introduced to sports, netball. Back then, it was just, it was rough because we didn't have like proper courts. But I was like, listen, this is a place where I feel safe. This is a place where I'm able to be who I am without being judged. So I started realizing, my first attempt was in grade 2. I remember drinking a bottle that was meant to treat ringworms on my head. And I was like, you know, I'm tired of this. I want to end it. Reason being, and what drove me to that, it was that I was abused sexually, emotionally, physically. And at home, I didn't have that support, because at home itself, I was abused by my own parent. So I didn't have anyone to talk to. Only later on, I think this was when I was in grade 9. Mm-hmm. My mom was the one that identified that I was depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Reason is that I would be indoors. I wouldn't want to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to be in a dark room. I would always want to have the door shut, windows closed. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to see myself around people. I didn't want to find myself surrounded by people.
Mm-hmm.
To me, just being in the light was uncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when my mom identified that, no, she's depressed because 85% of my day was I spent it sleeping.
Yeah.
It's because I was trying to shut my emotions. I was trying to shut my thoughts.
Yeah.
So me dealing with that was I had to sleep. I had to try and sleep it out. Grade 9, and then I tried overdosing on pills because here I was shut. I didn't have anyone to talk to. I didn't know who to turn to. Because mind you, when you're a teenager or when you're still growing up, these things are, they're not familiar to you because no one talks about it.
Yeah.
No one educates you about it. No one actually opens up to say, this is, there's this mental illness that's currently happening, and these are the symptoms, and this is what you are to look out for if to identify if you actually have the illness.
More than anything else, patients, I'm actually even commending your mom for identifying that, because I'm thinking to myself, my mom is a 73-year-old who still doesn't understand issues of mental health. If I had to say to her now, I'm depressed, can you go and eat? You know, go and eat. She's going to buy fried chicken. She's going to do this because she doesn't understand what mental health is. So, and also particularly for Black communities, it's quite difficult to identify
Very hard.
Was it only mom that identified that, or do you feel that it also transpired and got filtered through to the whole family in understanding what mental health and what you were going through?
My mom was the only one that was able to identify because she was the one that I spent most of the time with. All the other relatives were they were distant. It's people that I only saw during holidays. It's people that I only visited like on weekends. But when I was around people, I had this mask and this face on that says, I don't want people to see what I'm going through. Because now the thing is, if you reveal yourself and then it happens, you reveal yourself to the wrong crowd, you get rejected. And when you get rejected, you fall more into depression. So when I was around people, especially my relatives, is like I had to fake this bubbly personality. I had to fake my smile. I had to look like I still had life in me while I was deep down. I was suffocating. I was looking to someone. I was looking for someone to open up to. I just wanted to talk.
Now listen. When I am sad or when I'm feeling some kind of way or I'm dealing with, you know, a mental issue, I'm not in the right space, I don't want to do anything, okay? I just want to sleep, let me be, okay? And then when I'm feeling better, I'll start now doing, you know, exercises, doing all kind of things because my mood has improved. On the other hand, you saying in that situation, that was more motivation for you to do sports? How did you do it?
I'm still so surprised at myself. I don't know where I got the energy from. But the one thing that came to mind, I just wanted to exercise. I just wanted to find a way to deal with my emotions, to find a way to actually just get my mind thinking about something else, which is of positive. So me being active was like, it felt like I was out of my mind, but I was still in my body. So I felt a bit more ease, at ease connecting with nature and just being outside, relaxing and working on my body rather than being inside and being shut away from everyone else. Though I was doing it alone, it felt really amazing.
Listen, I'm going to try it. I don't promise anything. I'm going to try, you know, those 1 kilometer walks, you know, at the gym as well, and then I do 2 kilometers. But I mean, it's hard. You know, do you feel like it helped that you were, I'll say, born into sports, or you gradually, you know, got used to it as you started exercising and doing more sports?
So sports is a very broad concept. When we speak about sport, we speak about recreation, we speak about competitive. Yes, the fact that I was competitive helped me, but discovering that recreational part of sports is what actually helped my depression more. Because when you're competitive, it's only there for a certain hour, and it's only under certain rules and regulations.
Yes.
But when you are recreational, recreational is you are selfly responsible.
Amazing.
It's your own time. It's your own rules. It's your own regulation. It's your own commitment and dedication.
Yeah.
So
maybe I'm still on the competitive side. I don't know. Maybe I'm still on the competitive side. I need to get myself out of the competitive side and see the more recreational part of it. I'm going to try, but I'm going to get there. Okay, I have an exciting game to do with you. It's called Rapid Fire Questions. Okay, so very, very quickly, don't think too hard about it. You don't have in like a lot of time.
I love competition. I love it.
I love it.
Let's do this.
Me and you.
I'm ready.
Okay, first question. 2 hours in church or 2 hours in the gym?
2 hours in church.
Wow, okay. I didn't expect that.
Yes, I love sports, but I love my Jesus more.
Yes, girl, hallelujah. Okay, second question. Either a star player of a bad team or the average player of an elite team?
Ooh, average player of an elite team.
Okay, coach, an amateur or a professional team?
Amateurs.
Okay, playmaker or scorer?
Playmaker. Definitely playmaker.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Second last question. Shoe or an award named after you? A shoe or
that's
an award named after you?
Difficult one, hey?
I
want something named after me.
Okay.
Let's see. Long term investment. Shoe.
Shoe award. Okay. No problem. And then the last one is an energy or a protein bar?
Ooh, I'm not a fan of protein bars.
Can we actually go back to 2 hours in a church or 2 hours in a gym? You say no. Still, you listen. Listen, I get you. Okay, I get you. Okay, let's just wrap up in terms of like your journey and with young people. How would you say young people can use sports to just improve on their mental health? Because we see a lot of young people committing suicide. We've seen it so prominent with, you know, our celebrities, our influencers. In your field, what is that one thing that you can say that can help them to navigate this?
What I would say is that exercise is better than a bottle of beer. Reason being is when you learn to exercise, you learn to take care of your mental health. You create a foundation and a platform to become a creative problem solver and a thinker. But if we think about drinking instead of exercise, we talk about being intoxicated, forgetting your problem for an hour without coming up with a solution. And when we say exercise is, yes, it's difficult. But in that moment that you're exercising, you're relaxing your mind and you're able to come up with solutions and you're able to resolve or come up with a problem-solving tactic on how to solve an issue, maybe something that you're currently going through or something that you are facing. It's the one thing that I said that it detoxes what you don't need in your mind.
Yep.
And it installs what is necessary and what is required and what you need to grow, to progress, and to develop as an individual.
Now, lady, you are a very busy bee, okay? You are a busy bee. Now, there's sports, there's coaching, there's your life overall, there's your faith life. How do you balance it all? Because I don't want to lie, I struggle. I struggle a lot balancing work, family, myself, prioritizing myself. How do you do it? Because I think that's the main thing as well, where we feel overwhelmed and we feel like we're failing in different aspects of our life. And then we start, you know, creating the scenarios in our head. And that's when we start now dealing with mental issues. How do you balance it all?
Procrastination is a person's biggest enemy. Not having a schedule and not planning your things is also, it's a recipe for disaster and failure. So it's important. The other thing is spend less time in bed.
Okay.
Spend less
why are you looking at me when you say that? Don't look at me.
I don't know. Something in me says, girl, you love your wrist.
I received it. Yeah.
But less time in bed. A scheduled program. Mm. Improving time management skills is also important.
Correct.
So I try to spend less time in bed so that I'm able... The earliest I wake up is like 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So 6 o'clock, by 9 o'clock you have a lot of things done. Prioritize what is important that you need to get done and over with. And then, because what we also tend to do is we tend to put the less important things on top.
Absolutely.
And then the important things down.
Yeah.
And we like to put the most difficult things in at the bottom while the easier stuff at the top.
Mm.
I also feel like to also get things done, start with the difficult and then bring it down to the easiest.
Correct.
So that time you also have a lot of energy reserved. By the time you're done with all the difficult stuff, you still have a lot of energy reserved to proceed and go on with your day. So
I get you. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm learning a lot because, yeah, that delay, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, actually, I don't have time to do it, right? And then that's where it starts getting difficult and we start panicking, having anxiety attacks, right? Now that you've told us your story, do you feel that you are in a good space or you feel you are still on that journey?
Right now, personally, honestly speaking, I'm out of the woods. If I may put it that way. I identify myself as a depression survivor.
Nice.
I'm no longer in that part, but I've gone through the phase. I can relate to people going through the phase. But I would say that I am, allow me to use the word, cured. So I no longer feel that sense of depression within me.
Yes.
Also because maybe I've become a bit more confident. I've become more... self-aware, and I've become more bold.
Amazing.
And accepting in who I am and what I stand for and what I represent.
Okay, I've been waiting for this the whole time. Okay, firstly, I want to taste these popcorns that are not seasoned. That's the first thing I want to taste because galogum, I'm used to those popcorns at the movies.
Hint, hint. Yes, it's not seasoned with spice, but it's got a little bit of salt, you know.
Just
so it has taste, because I know a lot of people don't like tasteless stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So I don't want
to taste like plastic.
Imagine I entice you to something so lovely, and then all of a sudden you're tasting, you're like,
okay.
It wasn't worth the look.
I'm going to first start with the popcorns. Oh, my word. By the way, nice jar, okay?
Thank you.
I like clear jars. It's in a clear jar. Okay.
Can I ask,
you said that you didn't use, what did you use to make the popcorn? Because usually people use oil or butter. So did you use any of that to make it?
I just used like a little bit of oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least. I mean, oil for fried chicken.
I'm healthy, but ish, you know, with the price of oil gone up. Ish.
Listen, don't you dare start. Okay, listen, this actually tastes better. The popcorn actually tastes better than I expected. I expected to taste cardboard. But that definitely tastes nice.
Nice and
now,
fresh.
I'm going to taste the cranberries. I actually like cranberry juice.
I hope I convince you to go dry fruit because, hey.
I mean.
You need to get it on the list. You can't go grocery shopping and not add it on the list.
I usually go for cranberry juice because apparently cranberry juice is very healthy. Is it the same
it
as
is.
Eating like raw cranberries?
It is.
Okay, what are some of the benefits?
I would say that cranberry is much more healthier because in the process. Not a lot of preservatives were added in the process. Like, you pick it, you dry it, you package it.
Okay.
With the juice. I don't know the process that goes into the juice.
I get
so
you.
So, let me not...
You know what they taste like? They taste like raisins, right? So, I'm thinking now, in a case where someone may feel, oh, it's a bit expensive to get cranberries, do you think they can get a substitute for raisins?
They should definitely get raisins because raisins are just as healthy as cranberries.
Nice. Okay. Last one I'm gonna taste is the dark chocolate.
Trust me, it is. Woo, no, when they talk about something wonderful, it's like a little fairy dancing on your tongue.
I mean, you don't have to market the whole dark chocolate. I already said I don't like dark chocolate. Okay. Now I'm gonna taste it. It's just a little piece, though. Okay. Dark chocolate,
I think it's about
energy bar. Okay. When do you eat these things, by the way?
So the popcorn is like my last end of the day snack.
Okay. So no ice cream?
No ice cream. This is like the substitute for me to not consuming as much sugar.
Okay.
So energy bars are when I crave something sweet.
Okay.
Energy bar.
Nice. So
it's healthy.
Popcorn just after, like at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
You know?
Yes.
Cranberries as a snack in between.
So it sometimes I have it as after breakfast. Oh. And then sometimes I have it like during the day because it gets so crazy. I don't have time to sit
okay.
and eat.
Okay.
So I just carry it in my bag just in case you feel, you know, the tummy rumbles.
Yes.
Take it out and then snack on it with okay. probably some juice or some water.
You know, I've been talking a lot because I'm delaying with the dark chocolate.
That is
okay. Let me try. It's actually very nice.
I was about to say keep having a bite. Trust me, this is like a
you
must
know what?
Have.
The reason why I didn't like dark chocolate at first because I always thought it had like an aftertaste that I didn't like. This one doesn't.
I think it also depends on the manufacturer.
Nice.
I mean,
okay.
Companies manufacture it differently,
okay.
and the tastes are different.
Okay.
So some dark chocolate do have an aftertaste, as you say. Also, if I'm not having an energy bar, dark chocolate is also my favorite to-go snack.
Okay.
But I prefer the Lent one rather than any other one.
Patience, thank you so much for coming through. I really appreciate it. I've learned so much from you. You know, I constantly say to people, may you find parts of yourself in my journey. Mm-hmm. I have found parts of myself in your journey. You are a remarkable person, beautiful inside out, and I wish you all the best. Thank you so much. And I know, you know, our listeners definitely will feel the same way. This is Don't Hold Back, a podcast in collaboration with Daicha Vela, Jacaranda FM, and East Coast Radio, where we say it loud. Until next time, cheers.